Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. Courage is contagious. When another country called on Sparta for military help, the Spartans wouldn't send their army. They sent one Spartan commander. That was all it took to rebuild discipline in the troops, to inspire them, to toughen them up. One person who knew what they were doing, who wasn't afraid, who was calm amidst chaos. Courage is, as they say, contagious. Certainly the history of Stoicism bears this out. Where does Cato get his unfathomable bravery from? The example of his great-grandfather and his father. And Seneca, when Nero's goons came for him? From the example of Cato. For Marcus, it was Antoninus. For Epictetus, it was Musonius Rufus. It is key, Epictetus would say, to keep company with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. One of the misperceptions of courage is we think it's something that we're born with or we aren't. No, it's a tradition we choose to follow, or not. It's something we decide to expose ourselves to, or not. More importantly, it's something we decide to spread and inspire other people with, or not. Our call to you today is to become the one who makes a new majority, to be brave and to make others brave by association. To not just follow the example of Cato or Antoninus or Musonius, but to be one for all those people around you, to be the kind of presence that calls forth people's best. And look, if there's someone in your life who might be battling against fear, I hope you can pass them a copy of my new book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. It's a book I worked on for the last 2 years, including during the depths of the pandemic. I hope you can check it out. Maybe you can pass it to someone who is struggling with courage in their own life, trying to tackle something big, feels like maybe they don't have what it takes. That's what the book is about. You can get signed copies from me at store.dailystoic.com, or you can pick up the book on Amazon, Audible, anywhere books are sold. But I do hope you check it out. Very proud of it. Thank you for the support. Four Habits of the Stoic Mind, November 18th. Our rational nature moves freely forward in its impressions when, number one, it accepts nothing false or uncertain. Two, it directs its impulses only to acts for the common good. Three, it limits its desires and aversions only to what's in its own power. And four, embraces everything nature assigns to it. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Now, let's read the Gregory Hayes translation, because he doesn't do it in the list like we do. He says, "Nature of any kind thrives on forward progress, and progress for a rational mind means not accepting falsehood or uncertainty in its perceptions, making unselfish actions its only aim, seeking and shunning only the things which it has control over, embracing what nature demands of it, the nature in which it participates, as the leaf's nature does the trees. Except that the nature shared by the leaf is without consciousness or reason, and subject to impediments, whereas that shared by human beings is without impediments, and is rational and just, since it allots to each and everything an equal and proportionate share of time, being, purpose, action, and chance. Examine it closely, not whether they're identical point by point, or in the aggregate, this weighed against that." So now, reading that, it's a slightly less clear what Marcus is talking about. So let's switch to a third translation. We're going to pull up the Robin Waterfield translation of Meditations, the annotated edition. He says, "Every nature is content when it makes good progress, and rational nature makes good progress by withholding assent from false or unclear impressions, by steering its impulses only towards socially beneficial works, by restricting its desires and aversions to things that it's possible for human beings to attain or avoid, by welcoming everything that's allotted to it by universal nature. For it is part of universal nature just as a leaf's nature is part of a plant's nature, except that a leaf's nature is part of a nature that isn't equipped for perception or rational thought, and is capable of being obstructed, whereas human nature is part of a nature that's unimpeded, intelligent, and just, seeing that it gives to each and everything equal shares according to their deserts of time, substance, cause, activity, and experience. But don't expect to find every individual entity equal to every other in each of these respects. You'll find rather that the sum total allotted to one thing has an overall equivalence to the totality allotted to another." So, needless to say, this is not the clearest of passages from Marcus Aurelius, and I think we did a good job clarifying what he means. And I actually like the numbered bulleted list that we did it in here in the Daily Stoic, because it makes it a tad clear. But then this is today's entry. "If you notice, Marcus Aurelius repeatedly reminds himself what Stoicism is. And these bullet points are helpful to those of us reading thousands of years later. But they were also intended to be helpful for him. Maybe this day that he'd written it, Marcus had accepted a bad impression or had acted selfishly. Maybe he had pinned his hopes on something outside his control, or complained or fought against something that had happened. Or maybe it had just been a while since he thought about these things and wanted a reminder. Whatever the case was, or whatever ours is today, let's align our mind along these four critical habits. 1, we accept only what is true. 2, we work for the common good. 3, we match our needs and wants to that which is in our control. And 4, embrace what nature, what fate, what the Logos has in store for us." So those are four key Stoic habits we should practice on a daily basis. I love them. They're clear enough, I think, clarified a bit in today's entry. I think Marcus may, who am I to criticize Marcus, but I think he might make them a little more complicated than they needed to be. I think he was just giving himself four quick reminders, reminders that I needed today. I hope you did too. I'll give them to you again. Accept what is true. Work for the common good. Match your needs and wants to what is up to you. Finally, embrace what nature, what life has in store for you. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And this is the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.